Men think that when a woman fakes in sex, it means she fakes her orgasms. No, that's not really how women fake. You have no idea how far this really goes. I spoke to thousands of women over 20 years of my career as a sex educator, and I know of many more by proxy where this also goes on. Today, I will tell you 7 ways that women really fake in sex that men don't know about, and you won't be able to spot it. This is insider knowledge that you will not easily get anywhere else. Women I spoke to would never reveal this to their partners. Many fake with the man they love. Their husband, their partner, often for years, and he has no clue. But it's not about deception. It's about a deep crisis for women, where they are alone in it. And it might be affecting the woman that you care about. So one thing that happens is a woman doesn't feel much in sex. You know, she feels nothing or very little, but she still wants sex for emotional connection, for closeness, for intimacy with her partner. And she's expressing it during sex with you. So to you, it looks like she's enjoying pleasure, but she's enjoying the emotions without feeling much in her body. Especially in penetration, a huge number of women feel very little because of how it's done. Not because she actually can't. But when you are inside her, she feels close to you and she's enjoying that. And you think that she feels vaginal pleasure. Another thing that happens, many women feel nothing in sex. So instead they get busy acting like porn stars, particularly epidemic in younger women right now. So if you think, oh, porn is true because many women are actually like this in sex, I've seen this. No, it's the other way around. Many women who can't enjoy sex at all learn from porn how to at least act in it. You see how she's turned on and she's loving it and she loves going down on you. This is all a performance. She feels nothing. You might think, well, why would you do that? You know, what would you get out of it? Well, if you don't get any pleasure, what's left? To be good at your performance, get you to like her and enjoy driving you crazy. She gets validation and a sense of power. Another thing that happens is a woman can't get turned on, so she fantasizes while you're having sex. And trust me, it's not going to be some middle of the road stuff. So she's even fantasizing about things she doesn't actually want to happen in her real life, only because those things are strong enough. You might say, what's the problem? No problem. It's obviously not you in her fantasy. Why would she need to fantasize about you if you are right there, right? It can happen, but, you know, quite uncommon. And what she's imagining is not even what she wants in her real sex life. Another thing that happens is she feels nothing from sex, so she goes completely into pleasing you, switching quickly into giving you a blowjob, rushing you to penetration. She looks like she's enjoying it and she's wanting it all, but she enjoys your pleasure. She feels it. It's like a physical form of empathy in a way. This gives you kind of a thrill that she expresses, and to you it looks like she's enjoying her pleasure, but she doesn't feel much herself. Another thing that happens is a woman feels nothing, so she acts like she wants to be roughed up, degraded, dominated. You might say it's her taste. Sometimes. I'm not talking about those here. In many cases, it is desperation. Using extreme brute force approach just to feel something. So it's like a fake version of herself. It's not really who she is or what she wants to do. And deep down, she would want sex to be totally different if she could feel it. Another thing that happens is women psych themselves up. She can't feel much. So she starts moving, panting, breathing, making sounds, grabbing onto you, etc., hoping that if she does all that, then some kind of sensation will appear. It's kind of fake it till you make it approach. To you, it might look like she's enjoying a lot, but she's not feeling much. And the second way that women fake that you don't know about is the classic. Women fake orgasms. And you will say, what do you mean? I know that women fake orgasms, just not with me. With me, she always comes. And that's what I mean, that maybe you don't know about it. It's often quite easy to tell if the orgasm is real or faked. There are normally sort of quite clear markers. And the fact that so many women get away with it means that men generally can't tell. And the number of times that I had a woman in my consultancy completely destroyed because her man is aggressively forcing her to come and angry when she doesn't, saying all women I've been with before didn't have any problem with it. Sure. Because you had the incredible luck of meeting only women who come easily. And of course, many women use a multiple choice here. So you see, it's really messed up. It might even be confusing for you. Well, is it even faking then? Or is she actually enjoying it? Just not really enjoying her pleasure, her orgasmicity, her real sexual energy in her body. She's enjoying something, and that's exactly it. Why do women fake so much? Because they're such devious fakes just to play with you, like she's doing it on purpose? No, it's because women are in a total massive crisis in sex right now. The way sex is normally done does absolutely nothing for so many women, and many women are simply trying hard to adapt, to make it work somehow. This is desperation, not deception or deviousness. And a secondary problem is women are pathologically in their head, and this disconnect from their body contributes to what is already a terrible practice of sex for them. But this part, to be fair, is quite easy to solve. Being in your body is a straightforward sex skill that women can learn, they're just not aware of it. So, when you think that you know what works for women, take a moment. There might be more that meets the eye. And your unawareness might have a lot of consequences, which I'm about to explain. Why am I telling you all this? Not to make some curious video for clicks? To play on your anxiety? No, I want you to be happy. Do you expect from me some tactical tips how to spot the faking? I don't think you will. It comes across so real. They can't even tell what's real. Can you confront it with her, ask her about it? No. It would be such a huge reveal for her that she has been lying all along. She will feel too vulnerable and afraid to affect you. The only way you could find out is retrospectively. If things changed and you actually gave her sex that she truly loves and feels, you may hear her honest, unprompted happiness and appreciation, which wasn't there before. So what am I, a messenger of doom, just here to depress you? I'm here with you. Just witnessing this terrible crisis in sex for women. I have an insight from my position that you don't have, which I think is important to share. I'm here with you, man to man, just telling you what's happening. It's up to all of us, together, as men, to take in this situation and come up with a way forward. But let me tell you this, if it serves you as advice. If it is a woman that you don't care about, you just use her, then maybe you don't care about this as well. You still get your sex, it doesn't matter what she feels, right? If it's a woman that you care about, and especially your actual partner, know this. Women are far deeper connected to their sexuality than men. It destroys them more. It gives them life more than to men. And your partner may just carry on like this, but the devotion you will get from your woman when she is genuinely enriched and nourished by her sexual energies with you, you won't feel it just in sex. Although sex will also really flourish, you will feel that massive difference in your daily life together. How much more happiness, love, and joy there will be for the both of you, and how the absence of her true fulfillment in sex will also affect many areas of your life together. I won't scaremonger you, it's not my style. Some will tell you she will leave you for a hotter man, a better dick. She will not necessarily leave you. Some do, some don't. Some just shut down in sex and stick to being a mother, a wife, and her hobbies. But many women eventually realize that a lot of time has been wasted and sexuality is just too big a part of their life energies that they can no longer ignore. And at that point, the reality is, she might decide to fix it with you, or she might decide to fix it otherwise. What I always say is that it is so easy to learn to make your woman genuinely fulfilled in sex. It is such a small body of knowledge. Men just don't feel it needs that attention. Men just don't take it seriously. That's the truth. You would in fact need to learn far more just to play golf or football, an imaginary game where men agreed on rules that doesn't actually exist in the real world, and it has far smaller consequences on your whole life. I'm not here to hand you a trick fix, but if you are serious about real happiness for yourself and for your woman, then you know what to do next.